Rangel and Haynes don't have to wait any longer to get their share of state lands. Governor Sean Parnell signed House Bill 273 Friday afternoon during a ceremony at the Nolan Center. The bill entitles the boroughs to state lands upon their creation. Parnell expressed the bill's significance.
You all, as local Rangel residents, local area residents, you can better determine your own future, how you want to use the land that is around you to lead to economic opportunity, to lead to a better quality of life.
Under legislation, Rangel will receive 9,006 acres. Haynes will get over 3,100 acres. The bill was one of the last to pass before this year's legislative session ended.
This all goes back to when you all had your vision of Rangel becoming a borough.
Representative Peggy Wilson filed the bill prior to the legislative session. The Rangel Republican co-sponsored it with Haynes Representative Bill Thomas. She credited the local leaders and residents for making a strong push to get the bill passed.
That wouldn't have happened with all of your votes. So this, in the long run, has been a very big team effort, and I appreciate the steps that you took. And I had lots of help in Juneau when we were passing this bill.
The bill went through a number of amendments and negotiations during the legislative session. With little state land around the area, Rangel was scheduled to receive far less than the average other boroughs receive when they were created. The Department of Natural Resources had also designated some of the land to the University of Alaska toward the creation of a state forest. After testimony from local leaders, DNR agreed to let Rangel have the first pick of land once the university has selected its own. The bill is in effect now that Governor Parnell's John Hancock is on it. Rangel and Haynes will have at least 2 years to decide which land will become part of their respective boroughs. Reporting from Rangel, I'm Tony Gorman.